If you're in business to do this, it was, like you said earlier, it's a very important deal. Anyway, Colfax General Long-Term Care was built in 1955 by local citizens that funded it and built it. A lot of people donated money to it, but they really didn't have the money, so they were able to do what they called in-kind. So on their day off from the regular job, they would come and help pour cement, make forms. And so a lot of people in the Springer community contributed it, regardless of their financial status. They actually worked on the building. And so that building itself is really a big part of Springer. Myself, as a plant service manager, my job is to keep it going and keep it up and keep it looking nice. And I sometimes I get frustrated because everything, you know, things get old and stuff. But then I remember, you know, this building has a lot of memories from a lot of people, put a lot of heart, sweat, and tears in it. And so I'm very proud of that building, and we do our best to keep it up. Anyway, it was built originally as a 28-bed care acute care facility, and it had 8 long-term care beds. And then in 1960, 15 more acute care beds were added, and along with the solarium. And at that time, it was also done in-kind. My father was telling me about the in-kind he did in 1960. He worked 4 weekends, he told me, and he was just the shovel man with the dirt and stuff, but he felt very good about it, and I think that's a connection also. Anyway, in the 80s, the acute care part was eliminated due to the course of business. We didn't have enough patients for that stuff. So since then, it's been a long-term care facility, and we have 33 beds. And with me today, I brought some of the people that help us get the job done, and they're all very important, and the most important people are still back there. Otherwise, they would be here, and we would be there. But anyway, our first one here is Sandra Salazar. She's our business office person. She's one of the people that you would meet when you come in, and you want to know what it costs, what programs are available to help pay for it, all these things. And so I'll turn it over to Sandra now.
Hello, Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning, Billy.
So much goes into, and this is a fascinating history that Andres was saying. I mean, I knew it was a community project, but really didn't realize it was that much of a community project, the actual citizens getting together and putting this thing and making it work. Right. And, you know, that's in and of itself very, very unique. And, of course, dealing with people, taking care of people and their needs is a highly specialized service. And as we progress, things certainly do change. The world from 1955 or from 1980 when it went to total long-term care to right now has come a long way. And you have a lot of hoops to jump through, et cetera. And I'm sure that in and of itself is something that you have to constantly keep up with. Am I correct, Sandra?
That is correct, Billy. At our facility, we are a non-skilled, licensed Medicaid and private pay only. And all our rooms are semi-private. Our daily rate is $149 a day. And I know a lot of times it's hard when people come in and they're like, well, I don't think I can take my loved one to a nursing home because we can't afford it. But when a resident goes into our nursing home and they don't have the funds to be a private pay, then I get with them and I give them an application. And then they take that application and they take it to the income support division. And the income support division determines, you know, the eligibility for institutional Medicaid. And in turn, then our director of nurses, Miss Elaine, she gets the proper paperwork. It's an abstract that she's got to send into Molina. And they're the ones that determine whether that resident qualifies to even be in a nursing home, mm-hmm. You know, because it is state. And like I say, the actual process of determining eligibility is very complex because numerous financial and non-financial factors are considered in this. And so, you know, we do our best to help these families because it is a big transition for them, and it is hard for them to, you know, take it all in when they do have to place someone in a nursing home. So we try and make the process as easy as possible. And, I mean, I tell my families, you know, don't ever feel like you're not going to qualify. You know, let's go through the process. Right. We'll let ISD do their part. We'll let Molina do their part. But we are here for you and for your loved one, and that is our main concern.
Yeah, it's such a difficult time in life, someone transitioning to essentially taking care of themselves and then having to be taken care of, and there are different levels of care, et cetera. Elaine helps to make that determination, et cetera. But on top of it all, then, is the financial aspect of it, too. And many times that's left to the rest of the family and the caregivers, et cetera. And so, boy, there it helps to have someone who knows what's going on, and that is your job, to be able to tell them, okay, you need this, 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 and this. And then income services, they help a lot, too. I mean, that's their job, too, as well. But, you know, there are certain rules, regulations that you have to follow.
Correct.
And if you don't, then, you know, you'd be ineligible or something will happen, and then you'll have to kick it back, and then you'll start the process all over. $149 a day, that sounds, well, that's a lot. But when you think about what is provided, you know, what's a hotel now? A good hotel is $150, you know, and they don't do anything for you, you know. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so everything pretty much is provided for that. And it's up to Elaine and the rest of the staff to determine what those needs are.
Yes. Yes, and also, you know, the income that, you know, the residents get, that helps. They pay what they call a medical care credit, you know, and it's all based on how much they take in. Of course, like I say, ISD is the one that does the determination on that. But they do get to keep like $63 a month for their own, you know, personal needs if they want to get their hair done or go shopping or, you know, stuff like that. And actually you think, well, $63 a month isn't a whole lot, but when you pretty much have everything else, you know, paid for and at your service, your food, your everything, really that $63 does add up really quick. So, but
and then also in your determination, sometimes the Social Security will make the determination. If you have other insurance plans or something, then a portion of that will come out to pay those insurances.
Definitely.
And then the rest going to Colfax General. You know, that's each case is an individual thing, and so it's best to start and with you is usually the first contact that people will have with the nursing home. Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't have anything else today, and I'll pass it off to Mike now.
Okay, Mike Jensen, the compliance dude.
Well, also HR.
HR, okay, yeah. Which is?
Human resources.
Okay.
Part of my job within our team here is I do the recruitment of new employees, retention of employees. On the compliance piece, I make sure that we're within the state-mandated regulations for our facility, life safety code, things like that. So it's a big umbrella of things.
Boy, is it. Yeah, is it. And as we talk with Sandra, things have changed as far as the economics, I can imagine, as far as the actual compliance with the equipment and what you need, fire exits, this sort of thing. That's probably changed. I'm trying to think of a geometrically. It's
the second most regulated industry in the United States.
All right.
The only one that's more regulated than nursing homes, and you'd be surprised to hear this, is nuclear energy. Nursing home business is the second.
That is. Yeah, I knew it was quantum leap here, as a matter of fact. So how many employees with Colfax General?
With Colfax General, as our hospital district, because we're not only just the long-term care facility, we're also the lab, you know, Tony Bustos. We also have the Cimarron Healthcare Clinic as well as Moreno Valley. So a total, there's 53 employees under our district as we are. But as far as Colfax General goes, we're sitting at 43 employees.
Okay.
And that's from CNAs to our nursing staff to, you know, Andres and myself and everyone else. But we are a rich culture of teamwork, professionalism, respect, and where quality care comes together. That's something that we stride ourselves on to ensure that, you know, your loved one's getting the best possible care. I mean, not only is Colfax General the ideal place for your loved one to be, but it's an ideal place to work. Because, you know, we offer an extensive benefit package from 403B to your major medical to dental. We even offer what's called employee assistance, which a lot of employers don't offer anymore. We also give you a weekend differential, night differential. So, you know, the benefits are limitless. I mean, we have individuals who's been employed there for 30 plus years. So it's a great place to work. The environment's just very strong.
Did you bring an application with you?
Actually, no, I don't. But you can't.
I want to.
I was about to ask you, hey, if you want to come work with us. No, but individuals who are seeking employment that want to get their feet into healthcare or they want to change, they could go to TousHospital.org, click on employment, and then you'll see the links for Colfax County.
Okay, very good. And you would be the one that they would contact then for employment opportunities, that this sort of thing?
Yeah, that's correct. My contact information's there.
Okay, very good. And what's the website again?
TousHospital.org.
Okay, all right, because they are now the umbrella owner.
No, they're not the owner. They're a managing partner.
Oh, okay. All right. Right. Very
they
good.
Professionally manage our books.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. But there are so many different aspects that have to coordinate for this. And a working environment is very important because if you like where you work, then it transmits onto the work that you do, and it's so very important. Healthcare, there are human issues here, and I have down through the years had a lot of experience. Several people who have been in Colfax General, and really, I can honestly say that. You know, it's a nursing home. You walk in, you say, oh, man, it's good. I'm going to... But you feel good. I mean, honestly, you feel good. The people have smiles, and they love what they do, or at least it looks like they love what they do. And so that transports to the patients, and it transports, you know, on down the line. And it's so hard work. It's really hard work. People don't quite realize all of what goes into that, and when people are put in that situation, they can be cranky.
Oh, absolutely.
They can be cranky because, you know, their independence, etc., and they can be a little bit demanding as well, too. So to do that job and do it cheerfully is a challenge in and of itself.
Right, and one of my thoughts on that is if you don't like what you're doing, you better find something else to do. You spend more time at work than you do with your family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our goal, is to make it a great environment to be in, and you want to be there.
Well, and it's like family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think we had that conversation at the health fair.
I think we did, yeah. As a matter of fact. and it's a valid one. It's perfect. So, shall we move along?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pass the microphone over to Catherine Luis, and she's our social services.
Now, speaking of things to do, you are the coordinator for social things to do at the
matters of the brain and matters of the heart, matters of family, matters of friendship, whatever it is. Yes. I'm a lifelong resident of Springer, New Mexico, so I've been there some 65 years. My commitment to the elders began in 1961 when I was in high school. I began working at the nursing home as a nurse's aide for 50 cents an hour. I worked there all the years of high school, graduated, went on to be a nurse's aide someplace else, then got married, came back, and became an LPN. So I worked there for many, many years as a nurse, and then went back to school and became a social worker. So now I am a social worker. But I tell you what, all of us, including myself, love these people. We love what we do, and I can really say that at this time in the world, there are a number of us all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't always have everybody on the same page, but we have so many on the same page that is just beautiful. I love to go to work. I love my job. One of my main jobs is to do the admissions. Along with Sandra having the first contact with people, I also have the first contact with people. They either call or they come in and they have a referral, or even the resident calls and they want to know about placement. And so I go over all the things that deal with admission, like the criteria that they need to meet to come in. Do they have a doctor? Sometimes we will do an on-site visit even into their home to see, to assess them and put their minds at ease. You wouldn't believe how wonderful that interview is, that first interview, because that's your first impression. That's the first things you want to say and say good things, and it's all true. And so they are made comfortable, and I say a well-educated person about where they're putting their loved one or the resident themselves. When they're well educated, the fear dissipates. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, the doctor.
That's a wonderful story.
About
you starting there, and then you know the circle coming back.
I joke with people. I say I was born in Springer. I worked at the nursing home, and then I was this and that, and I'm preparing this place for when I get there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm almost there. Okay, so I really love admissions. I absolutely love that. Of course, there's another part too, and that's the social services. And I did open up with the mind and the heart of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And really, yesteryear, when we had what we called institutional care, it was like, leave your heart at the door. We don't have time for that. You miss your dog? I'm sorry. We can't. We only deal with eating and sleeping mm-hmm. and bathing and dressing. Well, that's changed now. Now it's, who are you? Where do you come from? How can we make you comfortable? What did you do in your life before? And so we try to match those things that they used to do in their life in the nursing home. If they were an artist, hey, we'll buy you some paints and paintbrushes and some canvases. If you were a cowboy, well, maybe we can't ride a horse, but we can sure look in a book at mm-hmm. pictures of horses. You see what I mean, how we relate that.
The person matters.
Yes, and so that tells us about, that goes into activities, social services and activities are very closely related, and so you get the history in social services, then you present it to the activities, and then they plan that trip to the library for the horse book. Anything associated with their past, we try to present to them. And so what does this do? One of the biggest things that we lose coming in a nursing home is a sense of hope. Oh, you're taking me to the nursing mm-hmm. home? Well, what's there to live for now?
Mm-hmm.
So it's our job to instill that hope. Hope for each new day. Oh, I got to get up because I got to go see that new book they brought from the library. I'm excited because there's a horse in there that looks like my horse. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so activities play a very, very important part of a nursing resident stay. Last but not least is the transportation. I manage that. The doctors will make a lot of outside appointments that are pertinent to the resident's care, such as maybe they need an x-ray, maybe they need to go to the dentist, whatever. And I plan all of that, and we have certified drivers who are specifically trained to drive the vehicles. We have certified staff like nurses aide, certified nurses aide who helps transport the resident, so they always have medical help, and we will take them to and from their appointments. Now, we usually ask the families to take them, however, if they can't or if they just want to go along with us, that's fine. You know, when you go to the doctor, you kind of want to have support. And it's nice to have a family member mm. there. Let's see. I think that was it.
So much aids in the healing process and in just living to have that support group.
Absolutely.
Not only the people, but the families as well.
Oh, you admit the resident and their entire family,
yeah.
including the dogs and the cats. We've even had dog residents there that the families have brought in because they can't part with them.
So much more than bingo. And to further emphasize this point, look who walked into the studios this morning. So, yeah. Flo Roper is here. Hey, Flo. Well, hello. All right. As a matter of fact, we had our very dear friend, Jim Roper, who was at Colfax General Long-Term Care. And obviously, you had a good experience.
Well, I have to tell you, Louise worked for my mother, who was a nurse there at the hospital. And Louise was a high school kid. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
nevertheless, my parents were there when their time came. My parents were there. And when Jim and I were making plans, future plans after our retirement and the whole bit, that's where we chose to go. Our kids all knew that. If we were intelligent
able to make those decisions.
Yes.
Yeah.
We we would do it. Otherwise, that's where they were to put us. It, you can't imagine what a wonderful place this is. When I heard you say they were going to be here this morning, I rushed down to say good morning to all my dear friends, all of my dear friends. I talk to Sandra or Gloria every day while Jim was there 2.5 years. Or, you know, if they were working, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And the care he received there, he never, ever complained except about the green beans.
Yeah, the green beans are kind of rough.
He hated the green beans, but he ate them. In fact, he cleaned up his plate at every meal, and anyone at his table that didn't want, especially their dessert, he was glad to take care of it.
Absolutely. We know he loved dessert. We know he was outspoken, too. I mean, if he had something on his mind, he'd let you know about it. So if he didn't complain, that's a great...
He developed friendships there that were there to the end of his days when he passed away there. And
And Catherine was saying that, you know, that they take the individual into account and what they're in. I remember when we were doing the cowbell tournament there in Springer, and he was a resident, and they allowed him to go, and he had an escort. The coach took him over, and he watched some cowbell basketball, and that was great.
They almost stopped the game while he was trying to climb up the stairs. In fact, he left the facility with his walker, determined to see those games. And somebody stopped him before he got on the street, but he was at the end.
Gave him a ride, huh?
Everyone that I have ever had a conversation concerning Jim and the care that he was receiving at Colfax General long term, I have just praised them. And it is an honor for me to come down here and tell everyone how wonderful they are there. And that's where I will go when the time comes. So thank you, Billy.
Great. Flo, thank you. Billy. Thank you, dear. And yes, I mean, it is sincere. I said before, you just get that good feel when you walk in the door. So definitely use that as a plan for the future. You need to plan for the future. We're not going to be young all of the time, and so there are ways. They have long-term care insurance. Some insurance carriers offer that. So just plan for this. We're living a lot longer. Sometimes 30, maybe as many as 40 years after you're retired. You're living, and chances are that you'll need long-term care.
I need to plug
another. Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. When I lived and worked down here, I didn't ever get behind this microphone. But I do need to plug another of your advertisers. Ralph Schrader approached Jim and I years ago about this insurance. And we listened, took advantage of it, and it relieves, that financial burden immensely.
Yeah.
So, if you have any questions, contact Ralph Schrader.
Okay.
And Edward Jones.
Thanks for the plug. Well, you should have been behind the microphone more often. We'll talk to him after we get through here. So, and we need to talk to one more, Elaine Chavez. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Billy
good,
D?
Good, thank you. Director of Nursing.
Yes, sir.
That's a big job.
Yes, sir. Ms. Flo, on behalf of Colfax General, it was our utmost pleasure and privilege to take care of Jim. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm Elaine Chavez. I am the director at Colfax General, and I bring to our facility 27 years of administrative and nursing experience. Colfax General Long-Term Care is based on values and practices where the voices of our residents are considered and respected. We express to them that Colfax General is their home. The residents we serve have choices, and we treat each individual with dignity, respect, and purposeful living at every level of their life. We are fully staffed with medical professionals inclusive of nurses, certified nursing assistants, dietary, activity, and social service staff. We work together to provide residents with quality medical care, and we're available to assist with activities of daily living such as dressing and grooming. The residents enjoy a pleasurable bathing experience complete with a whirlpool and warm towels for extra comfort. We provide medication management, diabetic care, and aid with residents challenged by Alzheimer's and other types of dementia. Staff is trained to assess health care emergencies, and we're readily available to refer residents to our nearby hospital, and we do so whenever that need does arise. Dr. Lee Caruana is our medical director, and Dr. Condor also has privileges at our facility to admit. They're always available in the delivery of all our medical services. Colfax General Long-Term Cares offers a select menu dining experience. Residents are able to choose from a menu of their preference. For breakfast, we offer a restaurant-style meal made fresh upon order, and residents can enjoy the charming dining room complete with murals for a visually stimulating experience. Snacks are available around the clock. The friendly dietary staff provide healthy, nutritious meals, as well as specialty meals for holidays and for special events. And during the spring and summer, the dietary department serves picnics and barbecues in the backyard, which is filled with beautiful flowers, green grass, colorful picnic tables and chairs for that sensory stimulation as well. We're happy to accommodate any special requests, and we encourage our residents to share their own recipes from home. Visitors are welcomed and encouraged to come and eat free meals with our loved ones at any time. We have daily housekeeping. We have linen services and laundering of our personal items that we do provide. Each room is beautifully decorated by family to personalize the living area of each resident. Staff is very proud of our clean, odor-free facility.
Yes.
So for a really true, unique senior living experience right in the heart of Springer, New Mexico, stop by just any time for a tour of Colfax General Long-Term Care. This is home away from home.
I feel right at home. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So a lot of benefits, Colfax General Long-Term Care. Now, is there respite care, too, also available?
Yes,
okay. So that if family member needs to go somewhere else, etc., then they can get a short stay.
Yes, Billy. On many occasions, we have staff who, you know, the families who do need to go take care of appointments out of town, and we do provide the respite service for them, and we're more than happy to do so at any point in time. We just need to make a call to Colfax General, and we'll take care of it from there.
Okay. Several days or several weeks, too. Okay.
Whatever they need, sir.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And, well, there's so much more we can go through, but I think, Catherine, you have a...
I have a little narrative that I put together, and they asked me to read it, the staff, so here it is. In conclusion, special places, special times, special experiences make for resident memories. 38 years makes for many special memories for me, of the people that were entrusted in my care, and for all these others who have all their years that have been entrusted in their care. Long-term care and care for the elderly is a special commitment to a special population by some very special people in this industry. Our elderly pave the way for our future. They pave the way for the world as we experience life today. The elderly need to be afforded the utmost dignity and respect. It is much more than a job and a paycheck. It is a commitment to this population to make their lives as beautiful and comfortable that it can be in their final years. It is a matter of giving an individual the opportunity for hope. We want hope for the family, children, plants, and animals, whatever encompasses that family. And we want them to have a comfortable environment.